I would like to read from John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 25 and 26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" There's a paradoxical statement which neither Mary or Martha understood. I always enjoy to be here for the feast and the camp, especially on an Easter Sunday. I love to think about resurrection and meditate on resurrection and speak a little if there's an opportunity. If there is no experience of resurrection in our day-to-day life, we will be like dead. Because resurrection comes with life. Christ's life. Not the life of another human being. It is not incarnation, but the very life of Christ is experienced through the resurrected life. Praise God. And we don't know really how much of that resurrected life we are partaking. But I wanted to say this as a believer, we should all have an awareness that we are filled with that resurrected Christ in this mortal body. It's very difficult to fathom how a corruptible body like that of ours can still contain and experience that resurrected power. Praise God. Apostle Paul, when he wrote to the church at Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, "Do you not know that ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you?" We have been hearing a lot in this camp, in this feast, about the Spirit of God. You know, not in any human understanding you can explain what is Spirit of God. But as we all know, we can experience the indwelling residence of the Spirit of God in us. Praise God. Now, we know the story. It happened in a little town called Bethany, not too far from Jerusalem. Jesus knew this family so well. Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, who visited them, had fellowship with them. And this is the same Mary who had anointed Jesus at one time, which is recorded in Luke's Gospel chapter 7. So close they were, but yet, when this tragedy happened, Jesus was not there. It puzzles me to understand, even when Jesus knew that Lazarus was dead, did not go immediately. Jesus still waited. It says, Jesus wept. Now I begin to understand, as I read the scriptures, Jesus said, this sickness is not for death, but for the glory of God. If we really compare this into our own lives, people of God, we do have trials, we do have tests, but every trial, every test will culminate in bringing forth the glory of God. Amen? I was reading a little book the other day. It's easier to face the test in adversity, in poverty, but it's very hard to pass the test in prosperity. When you're prosperous, you can't really pass the test. I'm not trying to be critical of prosperity. We have the example in Laodicean church how Jesus Christ himself spoke about the condition of the Laodicean church. Now, in the story, Jesus comes and talks to them. And Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead, that's true. For your sake, I am glad I was not there. It's a pretty little ironic. He should have been there. Because he was their close friend. They had fellowship. But it says, I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But now, let's go to him. And verse 16, if you read, Thomas, who doubted Jesus Christ, his resurrection, he always doubted. He said to the rest of the disciples, I just wanted to think about the psychology of the disciples who followed Jesus. It's not very much different than what we have today. He said, let's also go that we may die with him. Now, Jesus is talking about resurrection and life, and Thomas is so far away, he is thinking about death. People of God, We have to focus on life. Praise God. And not on death. Well, you cannot avoid death. Death will come. But you don't have to really focus so much on death, because we are alive, very much alive, to think positively about life. What life? Eternal life. Praise God. He who believes in me will never die, but he will live. And Jesus came to this world not to condemn, but whoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have eternal life. Praise God. That eternal, very difficult to define. That is not confined to the duration of the dictionary, but it is far beyond duration. It is eternal life. Praise God. Whoever believes in him partakes the eternal life. Our focus during this sojourn, not on death, not on our daily provisions, but life that he has given to us. Praise God. And this life will continue. We may depart from this world, but we have an eternal life to spend with the giver of the eternal life. That is the divine life that we are partaking as a foretaste, even now at this time. Glory to God. Talking about resurrection, we all know there will be resurrection at the end. But we don't have to postpone for that resurrection whenever that will take place. But even now, people of God, we are able to receive that impartation of resurrection life. Glory to God. As we partake of the Holy Communion, it is not the communion of the slain lamb. It is the communion of the living lamb, who is Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we partake of the bread, when we partake of the cup, we are imparting the resurrected life. There is a spiritual participation that is happening as we partake of the Holy Communion. That is why we have the healing of the body. That is why we have the healing of the soul. That's why we have the healing of the mind. Because that is very powerful. Glory to God. Glory to God. So imagine the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And Jesus says, you know, he doesn't express anything. He doesn't empathize with the death and sickness, nothing about that. And he says to the sisters, I know you are worried about the death of your brother. I want to think about the realm of thinking of Martha and Mary and Jesus Christ. They are so worried about the natural death of their brother. But Jesus thinks beyond their thinking. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Glory to God. I would like you to take home, people of God, about the power of resurrected life. Praise God. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, according to the scriptures, let me read that. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, NIV, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, or according to the word of God. According to the fulfillment of the prophets of the old time. Hallelujah. I want to think about this. That he was buried according to the scriptures. Isaiah 53, Isaiah records about the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, 700 years before the birth of Christ. And so also in the Psalms. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was buried. And he was raised. On the third day. According to the scriptures. Hallelujah. And then. It was not over. He appeared. To Peter. Praise God. It was not a hidden resurrection. He appeared to Peter. And then to the 12 disciples. After that, he appeared to more than 500 people. And most of whom are still living. When Paul was writing this. Though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all appeared to me, also to one abnormally born. I like to read that. How beautifully Apostle Paul is explaining, praise God, the burial, the resurrection, and the appearance of Christ. Today we do not have a Christ walking on the earth. But we have a Christ seated on the right hand of the Father. Praise God. And his body is still on the earth and his head is in heaven. Praise God. That is the body of Christ. We are connected to this head. And his body is on the earth, ministering what comes from the head. Hallelujah. How much more we should be able to understand the impartation of the resurrection in our bodies. Glory to God. I would like to turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if the spirit of him the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life. Underline the scripture if you can, and just understand the word life. Not just will raise you, but it'll give you life to your mortal bodies. Praise God. This is a mortal body. It's not going to last too long. But you know, this mortal body is given life through the resurrection. Praise God. Do you know how deep about that resurrected life? How powerful that life. Praise God. The Pharisees said the disciples would steal the body and they would say, he's resurrected. So, you have to seal the tomb. And says, yes, okay. So, the tomb was sealed with the emperor's seal on it and soldiers were on guard. I just want to picture that. You know, something, historicity is also important. You should know the background, then it becomes more empirical to understand the power of resurrection in our own lives, people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Friday was crucifixion. And they buried him. And I'm sure there was a lot of anxiety going on in the hearts of the Pharisees. Because they want to disprove everything what he said. They wanted to, if possible, destroy and kill whatever Jesus has done. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. But on the third day, on a Sunday morning, I would like to say that. I'm sure, whatever the time it is, praise God. Glory to God. The power of God came down and broke the seal open and the tomb open. And he was not in the tomb anymore. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God. Even the disciples could not believe that. They had to wait until those women, Mary and others, had to run to Peter. You know, our Lord has risen. And then comes Peter, and now that he's running to the tomb to see whether it is true or not. Can you believe that? Those who are with him, eating with him, doing all the miracles together. It's not too many days, just 3 days. They forgot everything. Oh, people of God. We have been raised with that power. Glory to God. He has quickened this mortal bodies by the same spirit that he raised Christ from the dead. Are you with me, people of God? We have to feel the power of resurrection in our life each and every day. No one could control that situation. not the Roman army, not the soldiers around, because it was from the one who gave him that power. Glory to God. My point is, you are equally endowed by that Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. It is powerful, isn't it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With that resurrected power being imparted upon us, there is a transformative experience. That is all about it. It begins with salvation, of course, baptism, being filled with the Holy Spirit, and all of that. But most importantly, I strongly believe that incorporating that power of resurrection into our mortal bodies will strengthen us, will embolden us, we will be able to continue this journey more successfully. Glory to, because nothing cares, because you have the power in you. It is a powerful thing. Somebody is speaking atom bombs, you know. The resurrection power is more than the power of the atom bombs. Because that is from God. That is the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. Isn't it the grace of God that you and I are able to partake of that Spirit of God, even in this mortal bodies? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. We talk a lot about rapture. You hear a lot of rapture theory. I don't know all about it. But I want to tell you something. More than anticipating a rapture somewhere, sometime, you and I can experience the rapture right now in Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, the most important scripture that makes me so happy is not about so much of rapture, but that we will be with Him forever. Amen? Praise God. That's Apostle John said. Praise God. He said, where is it? 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. I would like to read that to you. It's very important. Dear friends, chapter 3, verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not revealed or not made known. I don't know why people are taking so much of trouble to speculate which is not really known, in trying to build up theories and scare people and create a lot of confusion among the people. John, This apostle John lived the longest period of his time, maybe over, I don't know how long, who was such a close friend of Jesus. Yesterday, Mark said the scripture from John 1:1, whom we have seen, whom we have touched. Praise God. You know, I like those scriptures so much. Hallelujah. We have seen with the eyes, whom we have heard from our own ears. We looked at his hands and, hallelujah, and have touched him. And he is writing, look at the anticipation, and we are 2,000 years after. And he is writing toward the end of his life. We don't know what will happen, but one thing we know. I would like you to think about that. Be sure of what you know. and not try to speculate which you don't know. That is left to the world. Like the stock market business. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or today. But we know something. And be sure of that, people of God. And what is that? Oh, hallelujah. When he appears, he's appearing, no doubt about it. When he comes, oh, hallelujah, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. This is John's testimony. I know who Jesus was. I have rested my head on his shoulders or his bosom. I have been with him. I was one of those inner circle men. Peter, John, and James. And he's saying, hallelujah, I know he will come. And this is my desire. And our desire, people of God, we will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That is the hope of resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Praise God. You know, when you think about the coming of the Lord, I don't know why people make it, I'm not talking about here, they make it so confusing. They give a timeline. They give a location. They give it as if they know exactly when it's going to happen. But they don't say much about how it is going to be when he comes. I want to know, when he comes, how he would be and how we would be. Hallelujah. We will see him and we will be like him. And that is the thought that will purify you, people of God. That is the thought that will prepare you for the coming of the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. That is the thought that equip you to have more oil in your lamp. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you know, we'll be talking about this, all theories, but nothing in the lamp. The oil will be completely gone. But I will encourage you today, people of God, we are so blessed to be his people. We are so blessed to be the chosen generation. We are so blessed to be the royal priesthood. We are so blessed to be the holy nation. We are so blessed to be His people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when Jesus was ascending unto the heavens, the disciples were and watching and they bewildered what's going to happen. But the angels came and said, "You Galileans, why are you worried about this? The one who went will come back in the same way he went." People of God, aren't we really blessed to live in this age, such a time as this? Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, people complain about a lot of things happening. The world is full of sin and all of those things. That is true. But you know, we don't have to focus so much about the sin, because God is in control of the world. God is able to restore His creation unto Himself at His time. We don't have to encumber ourselves thinking about how to save the whole world. God is in charge. And we, praise God, let us walk in the revelation what God has given to us. Let us do what we know. Praise God. That is what I'm trying to tell you, this people of God. I love to know more about the resurrection. I love to walk in that resurrected power. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. People of God, let us be faithful and sincere to what we know. Yes. We don't have to overdo anything to impress anybody. Do what you have. Exercise what you know. But in the secular world, it's different. I'm talking about the spiritual world. This is serious matter, because the spiritual, this is the Spirit of God in world matter. It is not what you do, but God does in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. May God bless us. And only my prayer, as we leave this place, we had wonderful, wonderful camp. We have heard words from heaven through His saints. And let us be faithful and obedient and walk righteously, blamelessly before Him. May God bless us. Amen.